all you here in the house of God. It's so wonderful to see you here. Praise God. The Lord put this message on my heart. I'm going to deliver it as best I can to you. Because I believe in preaching not just messages, but I believe God has called us to receive His Word that will give us certain mentalities. Because there is an opposition, the enemy, the devil, that wants to throw away your thought process and your belief in how good and how powerful your God is. And he brings this distraction when there are distractions around us. And he will try to allow and cause the distractions around you to lose focus on what God's destiny is for your life. But I believe with all of my heart that we are children of destiny. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen. You got to believe it. You got to believe that you were not put here on this earth by accident. You cannot believe that you were just here by circumstance. And you got to believe that every road that God allowed you to travel is because of somewhere He is taking you. You don't get on a road wandering around aimlessly. You get on a road to go to where you believe is your calling, is your destiny, is your hope, and is your future. And with everything I have, I believe that this church is a church of destiny and power and anointing, and that every time we come in the house of God, we're getting closer to the will of God and the favor of God. And that means when the favor and the hand of God is on my life, I will not fear any evil. I will not fear what the enemy says. I will not fear what the world says, because the word that I got from God trumps any word that comes from the hand of the enemy or any demonic forces that are trying to operate in my life. And I believe it, and that mindset is original with Jesus Christ Himself. In Luke chapter 13, reading at verse number 32. In fact, let's go back one more verse. Go to verse 31. Luke chapter 13, verse 31. The same day, there came certain of the Pharisees. The Pharisees are those that are holier than thou. The Pharisees are those that have the outside looking just fine, but their heart and their motives are not right. And the Pharisees thought they were very much in the will of God, being very religious people, but they did not realize how far they were from God. And this is the message that they came to, quote unquote, warn Jesus, the Son of God. Pharisees saying unto him, "Get thee out and depart hence." Okay. Why? Why do you think I need to leave? Jesus, I think, is saying to them. And their response is the last part of verse 31. "For Herod will kill thee." Now, some of you think that Jesus was a weak, limp, intimidating, just soft creature. Wouldn't hurt a fly. But Jesus speaks here with some true authority and even some sarcasm to the mentality of what the enemy thinks he's trying to plot. Jesus said, "Go ye," now watch these words, "tell that fox." Right? That's a negative statement. "Tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow. And the third day I shall be perfected." So he just adds in there with the current day and the current tomorrow. And then he moves into a prophetic utterance about what will happen on the third day in regards to his being buried for 3 days. He just slides that in. Verse 33. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following. That is for somebody right now. You have to be like Jesus in your purpose. That I gotta walk today, I gotta walk one more day tomorrow, and I have to walk the day following. In other words, I have to walk every single day until I fulfill my destiny. I'm not going anywhere and nobody can stop me until I fulfill my destiny. And he says the last part of verse 33, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. I'm not in Jerusalem right now, so he can't kill me right now. I'm not in the place that God wanted me to end up, so I'm not going anywhere right now. Anybody hear what I'm saying? I have not yet fulfilled all that God has birthed in me, spoke to me, put inside of me, the passions and the desires that God has given to me. I'm not there yet, so tell that fox until that thing is done, I'm going to be here doing what God called me to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, oh God, to move in this sanctuary and all over this Facebook Live in the name of the Lord. And I'm asking, oh God, that someone again would be stirred. Someone, oh God, would move beyond the potential and move into the kinetic energy that you put inside of them. That you would stir someone's faith again. Stir someone's mentality again. Stir someone's zeal again. Stir someone's hope again. Make someone alive with a fervent fire to fulfill what you put inside of them. Let them know they are special and that the hand of Almighty God, it wants to move inside of them, and it wants to move through them, and it wants to bring them to a higher place in the will of Almighty God. And every day we breathe, we're saying, I'm one more step closer to my destiny. Every day I get up and I say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm walking with the mindset that I'm going to go and do all that God wants me to do today, and there's no devil in hell that will stop me. There will be no distraction that will keep me. There will be no temptation to limit me. I'm going all the way. I want to preach to you this morning a message entitled, I Can't Die Here. I can't die here. You may be seated here in the presence of the Lord. I first want to state that the title, I Can't Die Here, is a statement of understanding your destiny. What do you mean when you say, I can't die here? Death in the Word of God, many times contextually speaking, lines up with the thought process of something being completed or it has come to its end. Samson's death happened not when he was captured by the Philistines, but his death took place when he felt that his life's purpose would be to kill more Philistines in that one blow than he ever did his entire life. Before Jesus took his last breath, he himself said, "It is finished," and then he died. Death many times aligns up with that appointed time that God has set for the work to be complete. And if you look at death from that place, then you can live in agreement with that scripture that we read in Luke chapter 13. When Jesus combats and he pushes back against those Pharisees, and they said, Jesus, you need to leave. You need to go hide somewhere and cower because Herod wants to kill you. There's somebody who's after you, and Herod
parent has already been successful in beheading John the Baptist, and so you're next on his list. And so Jesus, he didn't tuck tail and run. He said, no, there's nothing here it can do to me until I get to Jerusalem and I fulfill and I lay down my life. No one is going to kill me outside of the will of God. I'm laying down my life. I already feel the Holy Ghost and feel like preaching this thing. Jesus says, go tell that fox. There was an attitude, an insult in his words, because he had an attitude, an insult in his response. It's not because he was being rude for being rude's sake. He was having an understanding. I know what my purpose is, and when I'm walking in my purpose, there's no words you can speak in my spirit that will throw me out from the purpose that God has placed in my life. And so Jesus, by example, would say to his disciples and us today, don't you dare allow your environment, don't you dare allow the words that will try to enter into your heart to bring fear about where God wants to take you. I don't care who's trying to take you out. I don't care who's going to hinder your walk with God. I don't care who it is. If God wants you to walk in his favor, then you get up and say, I'm going to walk in the favor of God. I'm going to do the will of God, and I'm going to allow God to order my steps, and I shall not be moved. There are some people that need to start talking to some foxes in your life. They're trying to get you to leave the root of God planned for your life. But you got to say, I shall not be moved. I can't die here. I got to fulfill what God has placed inside of me. Someone clap your hands into the Lord God Almighty. He was not intimidated what was trying to get him off his course, and he knew a few things, and so we find his response. His response was, go tell that fox that I cast out devils. He says, I know how to properly deal with demonic influences. I'm not just going to have a conversation with him. I'm not even only going to just identify them. I am going to cast them out. Here in this church, we still believe and putting the devil on the run. We still believe that no matter what spiritual attack might be upon you right now, the power of the name of Jesus can still cast out any demonic influence or spirit of oppression or depression in your life. That's what Jesus does. And if you get where Jesus is, then you should be ready to be made free at any moment. I don't know what you came in here with. I don't know what's been heavy on your heart, but Jesus wants to cure you of any demonic influence today. Jesus wants to help you deal with any addiction, any problem in your life today. Do I have any believers in this house that can shout yes, that Jesus does great things? He says, I'm going to do cures today, and I'm going to do cures tomorrow. Don't you be surprised that you walked in here with something and you felt that burden leave, because Jesus is still alive today. Jesus is risen. He still heals. He still delivers. And he still saves. I don't care what you're dealing with right now. Jesus still heals. He still delivers. And he still sets free. Right now, I'm going to walk in what I've been called to do. And I have to ask every single one of us here in the congregation, the house of God, and you that are watching by the way of Facebook Live, what are you called to do right now? Not next week, not next year. What are you called to do in your family? What are you called to do with your children? What are you called to do in your job and in your career? What are you called to do in your ministry? Can I tell you, if God put it inside of you, then don't let no one stop you. And you can say, I'm going to walk right in the middle of what God has. Don't let anything keep you from walking towards and praying towards and believing towards what God has put on the inside of you. I'm here to stir somebody and tell you, don't let any distraction stop you. Don't let any test stop you. Don't let anyone's criticism stop you. Don't let any hiccups or mistakes that you've done and bad decisions you make even stop you. If there's breath in your lungs, you better say, devil, you haven't killed me yet, and you ain't gonna kill me. I'm not gonna die here in my place of incompletion. I know I'm not all yet that God has called me to be, and until I get there, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still gonna serve in the house of God and say, Lord, keep on working on me. I'm going to keep on showing up in the house of God, and I'm going to find an altar, and I'm going to also talk to my enemy and say, devil, let me tell you right now, I'm not going to die here. Devil, let me tell you right now, I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to ask God to wash me again today and wash me again tomorrow, but I'm not backing up. I shall be all that God wants me to be. Is there anybody in the house of God this morning that something's on the inside of you that says, I can't quit, I can't turn around, I'm not there yet, but my eyes are on the prize? And devil, go tell all your imps, I can't die in poverty. Tell somebody, I can't die in my sickness. Tell somebody, I can't die in my depression. Come on, somebody. You gotta get up and say, I declare, I shall live, I shall not die. I will not die with a broken marriage. I will not die with backslidden children. I will not die until Lighthouse Church, until this city has revival. Come on, somebody. I'm gonna see things live once again. I'm gonna see things revival once again. I'm not going to die until I see revival in Odessa. I'm not going to die until I see my mind made up. I'm not going to see things change until they turn around. I'm not going to die. Why don't someone stand on your feet right now and say, I can't die here until my change comes. You gotta tell your enemy, you can't kill me here anyway. I'm not in the proper place for you to kill me, because this prophet's destiny is to go to a city, the same place where Abraham laid Isaac on the altar, the same place that the temple was being built. I'm a son of Eli. Let me tell somebody right now, you got things that are trying to kill you prematurely. I feel the Holy Ghost. You've got vices and issues and lies upon your mind that's going to tell you you're not going to go any further, and you're going to die in this incomplete step. I came from a message from heaven. I came to tell somebody to encourage your faith. I tell you right now, the Holy Ghost, he can't kill you here. This is not your Jerusalem. He can't take you out. God is still making you. God is, does anybody believe that? You are not here by accident. The devil couldn't take you out before. He can't take you out now. There's still some more prayers that you've been praying that have not yet been answered. For the Holy Ghost, there's been some fasting and some interceding and some crying out and some worshiping, and you haven't got your answer yet. But let me tell you, you ain't gonna die here then. You ain't gonna die here until God does it. If you believe it, shout yes. Shout yes. The Bible told Simeon, he was very old, and most people didn't even only live as long as he was able to live. But you know what he said after he saw the Christ, which means until I see that baby come in the temple, I don't care if I live 200 years, I can't die here until I see the Lord and his Christ. Are there any Simeons in the house of God that says, I ain't gonna die here until I receive my promise? I'm not gonna die here until I get the Holy Ghost. I'm not gonna die here until I see some men shaken and moved and blocked and destroyed. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to build your faith until the Holy Ghost reveals it. Until the Holy Ghost comes, I cannot die here. You cannot kill me until I reach my appointed place. You can't kill me until I'm affected, until I'm infected. It ain't the COVID virus only that's going to be affecting something. Some of you still got to do some affecting. Some of you still got to do some rearranging. Some of you got to start changing your environment. And until it happens, there ain't nothing you can do with me. The Holy Ghost has set a destiny so you don't have to be worried about the age of things. Pastor, I've been praying for a long time. Good for you. You're still here. Don't stop praying. I don't care how old you get. The prayers of a righteous man avail much. And there's some memorials some of you are building. And God is allowing that thing to go up. Does anybody want to build some memorials? And while you're building that memorial, look back and look down at your enemy and say, I'm still here. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm still raising my hands. I'm still shouting the victory. And I know that I know that I know that I know. God go raise me up. God go make a change. God go make me effective. I will do a work for God in this hour. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is still going to pour out on all flesh. And so we're going to keep on shouting the victory until end time revival unfolds. Until sinners and backsliders come back and repent of their sins. The Holy Ghost saying your sickness is not unto death until God gets some glory. That trial you're facing, because you might not be shouting right now because the weight of your trial is so heavy. I want to tell somebody, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Like you know there's a reason why I'm still here. And while I'm here, devil, see me with my hands raised. See me with my mouth open. See me with a thank you, Jesus. I might be limping. I might be tired. I might be hurting. But I know that I know that I know I'm not going to die here. I'm going to die in the place that God has called me to die in. Jesus said that demons need to be cast out. We as human beings, when we're absolutely not walking in the Spirit, we see manifestations, but they are just demonic undertones. And there are three levels to demonic influences. Number one is obsession. When you are obsessed with something, this is where spiritual warfare begins. When the adversary strives to consume your mind,
When all you can think about is not the natural cares of life. There's natural things you have to be concerned about. But when it begins to move to a place where you're obsessed with it, that you can't get your mind off of it, and it bothers you morning, noon, and night, where you have fear and jealousy and bitterness and lust and greed and on, and your mind can't be shaken away from those things, then the Bible is letting us know. And through study, we find that is obsession from the enemy that's coming upon you. And that is not where God wants you to live, in that place. Because if you stay in the place of obsession, where it consumes your mind and nothing else can get in, then you go to that next step, that second phase, and that is oppression. And this goes beyond obsession in your mind. Here you now begin to act out the things that have been tormenting your mind. And here you may experience a lack of sleep or a constant spirit of heaviness and maybe even physical weakness because of the depth of the warfare you've been engaged in. Am I talking to anybody here, or is this a little bit too deep for you? Because you might look at it as, why are you angry, or why are you upset, or why are you crying, or why are you hurting or in pain all the time? Those are the natural symptoms to help you identify that there's a deeper spiritual issue going on, and oppression and obsession has moved you to a place where you now are suffering in your physical state, and that is not the will of God. And if you're not careful to identify those demonic influences, even as a child of God, you can allow something to enter in that is absolutely trespassing upon your property. Because right now, let me tell you, we are bought by the blood of Jesus. You cannot have any type of demonic possession, because greater is He that's within you than he that's in the world. And so don't move from obsession to oppression, because it would move you to a place of possession. And here it goes beyond again those two former things, because when you get possessed, it means you begin to literally go ahead and accept as normal all the things you've been battling with, and you begin to concede and throw in the towel and say it is what it is. I'll never be able to get over it. I'll never be able to have a clear mind. I'll never have rest. I'll never have the healing. I'll never have victory. Satan, you are a liar. The name of Jesus won't allow us people to be oppressed. And if you have obsession or oppression right now, I challenge you to raise your hands in the name of Jesus right now, and by the authority of the Word of God, the same Jesus that said, I came to heal, hallelujah, feel, and I came to destroy the yokes of the devil, I speak your name right now, and I decree and I declare the power over every obsession, over every oppression, and over every possession right now. Be loose of your infirmities right now. And I tell you in the Holy Ghost, you can't die here. I wouldn't resist the Holy Ghost right now. If I were you, wherever you at, I would raise my hand and say, Lord, do what you do. I can't live in lust. I can't live in greed. I can't live in bitterness. I can't live in strife. I can't live in anger. I can't live in fear. I can't be oppressed. I must live. I shall not die by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of these things right now, Lord, when they move in to discourage me, I talk back to it. Jesus wasn't quiet. He talked back to those Pharisees. Jesus wasn't quiet. Can I be bold this morning? Some of you are too timid. Some of you are too quiet. And you are allowing possession to overtake you because you said it's normal. No, it's not by the authority of the Word of God. You got to get up and open your mouth and tell that fox, Jesus is alive in my heart. Jesus is alive in my soul. And you ain't going to kill me here. Joshua and Caleb were children of destiny.
They were tired of being slaves. They were tired of being oppressed. They were tired of being forced into that sinful place, Egypt, which is a type of a place of sin. And when it came time to finally get their victory, this is where too many people miss it. When you think just coming to church is all you're supposed to do, if all you show up to the River Jordan, you will never have the faith to cross the River Jordan. God does not want you just to show up in a house or in a building. He wants you to get a spirit of Joshua and Caleb that says, I don't care how many walled cities, I don't care how many giants there are, I don't care how many barriers there are, I'm crossing over Jordan. And when I get to the promised land, I'm not going to die there either. I'm not going to die by their vices. I'm not going die by their temptations. I'm going to conquer. I'm going to win. Are there any Joshuas? Are there any Calebs that said, I'm not going to die? I'm crossing over to my promises. I'm crossing over to what God has in store for me. Why, out of all people, the youngest of them all go fight the biggest giant of them all? In fact, he wasn't even in the army. There are too many people in the army that are not fighting. There are too many people in the army, and the reason why they're not fighting, they think somebody else will fight. Somebody else would show up. Somebody else would do it. But not when you're a child of destiny. When David got there, he says, is there not a cause? I've been anointed. See, Brother Wilson, I already understand. Everybody's not going to fight. The only ones that fight are those that are anointed. Do you know what the Christ actually means? It means the anointed one. And that's why he had boldness. You can't kill me here. I am the anointed one. And the anointed ones get up and fight. And David, on the backside of a desert, who was not even a person invited to the ceremony of Samuel's anointing, he ended up showing up. It's better late than never. And he bowed over, and the anointing of God came upon him. You know what my prayer for somebody today? That if you don't understand what I'm saying, that your prayer would be okay. God, I don't get it, but allow your anointing to come upon me, because when the anointing comes upon you, it's not just the anointing, it's a vision of a better tomorrow, it's a vision of a hopeful time. Jesus said, I'm here today and tomorrow. Is there anybody here that wants to rise and fight your Goliath? Then walk in your anointing. Walk that God has called you. I can't sit back. I can't sit back and allow my church to die. I can't sit back and allow my family to die. And I sure can't sit back and watch myself die. I can't sit there and watch myself of the burdens and the heavy things that have been on my life. Aren't you sick and tired of that weight on your shoulder? Aren't you sick and tired of that oppressing spirit telling you you have nothing to live for? Am I talking to anybody? Aren't you tired of living in the shadows and watching victory pass you by? Then I tell you, recognize you are anointed, recognize you are appointed, and recognize you got to get up and fight every demon and every Goliath in your life. Someone rise up and say, I'm not going to die if I do the will of God. Amen. Come on and stand on your feet this morning. Talking to you about your mentality. There were four lepers. Didn't even have a promise. Didn't even have an anointing. In fact, all they had in their natural state was a death sentence. Everything is decaying in their life. Everything is broken in their life, and not only in their life. They're watching their city that they love die from famine and starvation because of the siege of the enemy. The enemy is always encamped around you, not wanting you to go in or go out. Just hear me. Be stuck.
just be stuck. There's no way out. The enemy is at every exit of your life. Just stay where you are. Keep on carrying your burden till you just die spiritual starvation. But those four lepers say, I don't have much, but I can't just sit here and die. So I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to the enemy's camp. And we find that when they finally got up with a boldness and they got to the camp of their enemy, the enemy was already defeated. Some of you don't even realize God's already dealt with your enemy. Some of you are still hiding in a tent thinking your enemy has surrounded you. But when it looks like that you're surrounded by your enemy, there's a greater host that's surrounding your enemy. There are more with us than there are with him. You got to realize that there are angelic forces that are surrounding you, surrounding this church right now. And so I tell you, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Come on, church, everyone in this house, close your eyes, raise your hands, and recognize that God wants to change your mentality. That's right. Your voice and say, Lord, change my mentality. Let me know I won't die if I go forward. I won't die if I believe in your word. I will go forward. I will not sit here. I will not relish myself in death. Devil, you cannot kill me here. I refuse, Simon said to his servant, to let the enemy think he has the upper hand. No, my opposition, nor your opposition, can dictate your destiny. Don't you dare allow the trials of your life to be something that puts you away from your destiny. The trials of your life is pushing you towards your destiny. Yeah, I know they want to kill me. And when it's time, I'll lay down my life. Because when I do die, that's the first step to ultimate victory anyway. So until then, I'm worshiping. Until then, I'm praising. Until then, there's a smile on my face. Until then, I'm saying, today, this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. With all the tests and all the trials and all the situations, I still say, devil, you can't even kill me there. I'll go through heartache. I'll go through pain. And devil, you still can't take me out. And one more time, as the music is playing, I want to pray a prayer. I want to speak to a Joseph right now that you're in a pit and tell you, Joseph, you're not going to die in that pit. It's a real pit right now, but you're going to get out of that pit. And I'm going to tell you at the same time, Joseph, you're going to end up in Potiphar's house and you're going to start making some momentum and you're going to start making some progress. And in the middle of your momentum and your progress, something is going to enter in and you're going to find yourself in a new trial and you'll end up in prison. But let me tell you right now, Joseph, you're not going to die in prison. And then there's somebody in your life that you think is the answer, is the solution for your victory. But that person is going to let you down. That person is going to forsake you. That person is going to forget about you. And here you are again, thinking that where you are now is where you're always going to be. It's a lie. But you know what Joseph did? He never lost his dream. I need somebody to start hoping again.
I need someone to start dreaming again. Somebody believing again. After 13 years, I'm not dead yet. Devil, I cannot die here. And then at a least expected moment, Pharaoh gets a dream. And Pharaoh needs some help. And God says, go get the one that went through a test. Go get the one that faced a pit. Go get the one that was betrayed and forgot about. Go get the one who in the middle of all that said, until I get to my destiny, I'm not going to die. And I'm not going to give up. And Joseph was promoted to the highest place possible outside the very seat of Pharaoh. So one more time, raise your hand and say, Lord, I might be in a pit, but I'm not going to die. Lord, I might be betrayed by Potiphar and his wife. I might be in prison, but I'm not going to die. Not here. Not until I'm in a place of power, of authority, of influence, until my dream happens, until my destiny unfolds, I will not die. I will not die. I will not die. In the name of Jesus. Worship Him! Worship Him right now! Get a hold of your dream again! Get a hold of your destiny again! Get a hold of the favor of God again! Get the strength of God you need in this house! This whole place is an altar! Find a place to call on God! Find a place to change your mindset. Find a place to believe again that until you get where God wants you to go, there's nothing and no one that can pluck you from the hand and the will of God for your life. In the name of Jesus. Call on His name. Call on His name. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanna see you.